Oh yeah, like that's what I've seen a bunch of like UFC guys who live in the Midwest where it's just nothing but fucking like plains and there's like no civilization around you. And those guys always have just a giant fridge in their basement where they have all this venison and all this shit. And they're just like, yeah, this is all the like wild murdered meat I eat because it's like healthy and shit. And it's like, can't you just, I mean, I get it, like, whatever, you need to spend, like, $10,000 on your compound bow or whatever to be a real man, but if this is really what you need to do to, like, live your life, can't you just go somewhere where there's, like, water and fish and just catch a bunch of fish and be like, yeah, here's my wild-caught fish, I'm gonna eat them.
Fishing's not manly.
Fishing isn't manly enough. I have to use my unbelievably complex weapon that I paid $11,000 for to kill an animal to prove that I'm a man. And yeah. It's just,
and this thing has a 10,000-pound draw.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I what was really funny, I remember, was like, I saw this video like a couple of weeks ago. They went to one of those untouched by civilization tribes in Africa. And they showed
like the
them
Sentinel Islands or whatever.
Right. Yeah. And they showed them like a compound bow and the tribespeople like didn't give a fuck about the bow. They cared about the arrows. They were just like, holy shit. Cause for them, making a really straight, really sharp arrow is
that
really hard
on impact.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like they're like, yeah, well, they're like, anything can be a fucking bow. We don't give a shit about a bow. Yeah. What we need is fucking high quality arrows.
Yeah.
And one of the tribesmen, like, literally within a few minutes of getting the compound bow was already firing it properly. So it wasn't like the compound bow was, like, really blowing their minds. Pull the string, shoot the arrow. Not right. Hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the technology on bows hasn't changed all that much as far as the actual action of it, I mean.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but yeah, but it's just, it's all this crap where it's like, I have to do all this crazy stuff to kill an animal. And then, well, that's the other thing is that like dressing a fish really isn't that manly, but like, cutting up this deer. Yeah. Look how big a man I am. It's like, yeah, great.
Yeah. Whatever, I remember, this gag in Gravity Falls. It was like one of the really early episodes. It shows this guy whose name is literally Manly Dan. And, he's in a fishing boat with his son. His sons, and one of them is like, Dad, am I doing this right? He's holding a fishing rod. And he goes, no, this is how a man fishes. And he jumps into the lake and starts punching the hell out of a fish.
Right, of course. Yeah. Yep. That's how it works. That is.
You know, with the all meat thing, you know, it's like Liver King clearly went mad.
Oh, really? You didn't know.
Mental evaluation. He got arrested for threatening Rogan.
I'm guessing his botulism. That kind of drives him mad.
He was making the video and, like, one of his eyes was, like, bigger than the other, like, his pupils. I think he maybe was fucked up or something. But, and then Jordan Peterson similarly, like, went into a coma.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that was the thing. It's like, Jordan Peterson was like in a medically induced coma somewhere in Russia for like months. And apparently his daughter like put him in that coma because he was on benzos and he was like so fucked up on benzos. Like the only way they could think to cure him was to knock him out for months on end and then bring him back.
Yeah. Cold turkey.
Yep. The ultimate cold turkey isn't out cold turkey.
Like these guys, like I remember I looked up a picture of Liver King and he reminded me of this other wellness guru freak that I saw. And I'm like, why do these guys always, they always have the same look, like they've been living in the desert for 30 years. They're like, they have like no, you know, they don't seem to be retaining any water at all. Their skin looks like beef jerky, and it's like, what the hell are they doing with themselves?
Yeah, it looks like a white person in Arizona. It like just stays out too long.
Yeah.
Another like bro science thing that you've probably seen, Mike, because the guy that I follow here locally that promotes it is a QAnon person. He's that certified health nut, Troy Casey, like ripped at 50 guy who like slaps his balls and drinks his own piss. Oh,
yeah. I thought Liver King was that guy at first. Cause when I saw the picture of him, I remember that video of the guy of him standing in front of a fire and smacking his balls around.
Yeah, they kind of look similar. The ripped
they got the scraggly beard and the skinny starved look about them.
The piss drinking thing, though, is definitely something that I've been noticing a bit more often in these circles. The certified health nut guy, like, ferments his, and, like, drinks it over time.
Yeah, from what I've seen, there's a big schism about that. Some people say, no, you have to drink your piss immediately. And others are like, no, it's best to age it.
Some people give out their piss. Some people are like, my piss is good piss. Drink my piss.
I've seen some, like, truly horrific, because I was following this account I told you about him. He's on Blue Sky now. I think it is something like that. But he's always posting piss drinking stuff, and it's the saddest shit. Like, this person's like, my son cries whenever I try to put eye drops of his own urine in. What can I do to make it so he's not so upset by getting his own piss poured into his eyeballs? And I'm not even making, I mean, I'm exaggerating what the person said, but they were literally asking for advice on how to put their son's piss into his own eyeballs.
And then you call Child Protective Services and get the kid. Yeah.
That's the thing, is like with the same thing how like Liver King was like started to put his kids into a lot of his content, like this certified health nut guy also puts his kids in his content. Yeah. I've never seen them engage in piss stuff, but a lot of the other weird like bro science shit that he promotes, like fake horse shit. And I have to bring him up because one, the urine, they call it like urine therapy. He calls it Shivambu, which I think is like what like yoga people call it. Like people who do yoga or like kind of the more like that kind of, what do you call it? Like a new age woo.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know where the term comes from, but that's what he refers it to. And he means piss drinking. And recently there was an event here in Arizona that was like some Turning Point USA guys and Mike Tyson and Tito Ortiz and the piss drinker. And it was like, they were doing a like conference on holistic healthcare in education, which is wild. It's like this guy drinks piss. But like, local news covered it like as if it was a normal event. And that made me just about lose my fucking mind, because that guy is actually like a QAnon guy. QAnon Anonymous actually covered him on their Man Clan series, I think. But do you see that, Mike? Do you see QAnon people talking piss?
No, not really. QAnon, the main thing I've seen from QAnon people is paleo. And other woo bullshit that would normally be, again, this is stuff that's like liberal hippie coded,
yeah,
and has turned right wing over the course of time. I remember the Authority before he got kicked off Twitter and then just like quit being a part of this scene. He was talking about being hardcore into a carnivore diet. Brian Cates has this great post, which I immediately looked up before we started doing this episode, because it is so, this is so crunchy hippie bullshit that if this was written 10 years ago, oh my God, would you have tore this guy a new asshole for aligning his chakras and being a goddamn new age Obama lover. But here's his post. What happens when you are 370 pounds and you adopt a low-carb, real food, high red meat, high-protein diet, and do intermittent fasting for 20 hours a day? And to this, you add daily walking on grass barefoot in the sun every morning and get about an hour at the swimming pool a couple times a week. Well, if you're me, you lose 90 pounds in about 6 months and you make this kind of transformation. And then he has two photos of fat Brian Cates and then alarmingly tanned and skinnier Brian Cates. but just imagine Donald Trump going down that escalator in 2015 or 2016, whenever it was he declared his campaign. And then you go on Twitter and someone says, I love Donald Trump. And you know what else I love doing? Walking on grass barefoot in the sun every morning. And you'd be like, what happened? How did you get there?
But now the walking barefoot in the grass in the morning people are MAGA. I mean, this is their world now. This weird communing with nature form of exercise is...
I think they call it grounding. The walking grounding. Barefoot thing. Yeah.
Yeah. The grounding sounds exactly right.
Yeah.
The grounding people, though, so it's like, I mean, I think everybody should touch grass.
Yeah. But these guys are claiming that there's like, that like you're drawing energy from the earth or some geomantic bullshit like that.
Not only that.
Oh, you're tapping ley lines, motherfucker.
Yeah. It leaks into the ley line stuff. Like when you get into the like more MAGA conspiratorial MAHA, the Make America Healthy Again.
Yeah.
Folks. Uh-huh. But also the MAHA people with the grounding, will do it even when they sleep, in the sense that they get these plugs that it only plugs into the part of your outlet that is the ground outlet. You know how like,
yeah.
And they plug it into their bed. So they are always grounding. And it is like, you can get mats that like help like adapt to the plug. So that like they're grounding when they sleep, and I'm like, okay, this is just bullshit. And you're not, yeah.
And that's not how grounding works in electronics. So, unfortunately, they're very unlikely to burn their house down just by plugging into ground. But they're not doing anything else either.
No, there's so many ways that I'm like, this can go wrong. Someone's had to have died trying to ground their bed.
Yeah, plugging into the wrong spot or something and electrocuting themselves.
Yeah. Oh, this was the other thing I saw. This is also from the Flat Earth channel that was talking about fighting Nephilim in Afghanistan. I truly love how all channels, all timelines on Twitter are all just one account. Like, no one can ever stay in their own lane. Everyone has to become the Omnicause. Whatever side you're on, you have to support all the bullshit of that side, no matter what. And this post from Flat Out Truth is, build a giant golden bell on the White House lawn. Ring it 12 times at noon daily. Its frequency will expose reptilians and demons and send waves of healing energy across America. And then they have this AI shit slop art of a golden bell hanging from a golden queue. And of course this idiot watermarked his Twitter handle on it, because you can't let other people take your AI slop,
right,
without fucking compensating you for it. They better attribute AI slop to its rightful AI slop generator. But yeah, healing energy of bells radiating across the America while attacking the reptiloids. No! The bell!
And why not at least put it like in the most central position in America? Like, yeah, you know, somewhere in the Great Plains or something.
Yeah, bell should be in Topeka, Kansas.
Right.
That's where the bell needs to be, like, fucking doing work where it can do work best. Where are all the, like, because I mean, these people think that California is red if we would but clean the voter rolls. Why are all the patriots in red California being denied the healing waves? God.
I saw someone, because you know they've had that whole thing with Texas wanting to redistrict, and
yeah.
And so this one guy's proposed his own map to redistrict California that would basically cut out every single red district in the state, and all these people, oh my God, they're like that can never happen once you get rid of all the illegal voters.
exactly. Yep, of course. Yeah. You know it,
Eric. I would like you to talk about ball tanning.
Okay.
The floor is yours. Talk about some tan balls.
Why do you tan your balls?
Naturally, I take off all my clothes except for one sock, so that I can be. Because I like the partial ground. I don't want to be greedy and take too much energy from the earth.
That's good.
You have the you have the ball tanning. You have the butthole tanners. The people who like get on their backs and like lift their bums up to the sun and get their asshole a nice golden brown.
Yeah, and if it's too brown, then you bleach your asshole.
Yes, exactly. There's
There's a lot of asshole aesthetics going on in America right now. It's very, very disconcerting.
The ball right, yeah, was promoted on Tucker Carlson. You remember
Tucker, that? Yeah. Oh. Tucker, yeah. He had that guy with the fucking UV stand radiating his balls.
I love how he was in the crucifixion position as he's doing it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Jesus, tan my balls.
Like on the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.